Here comes the 1-0. And Kemp hits this well and deep to right. Calhoun is back looking up. See you later. First major league home run for Tony Kemp. And the Astros lead is 3-1.
There's a little dynamite in that package. I think that shocked the entire Angels team when he turned on that ball, but it was a no-doubter off the bat. And a big moment for Tony Kemp.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Thrown to lead off second. Infield back, shaded to pull. Outfield shaded the other way. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros in their three-game skid and salvage the finale of this four-game set, defeating the Angels 4-1. We're joined by the Lantry's player of the game, Tony Kemp, with a couple of hits, including your first major league home run. And Tony, you know, there's a perception, oh, this isn't a big guy, he's not going to hurt us with the power. Well, Daniel Wright now knows differently after you took him deep to right field. That had to feel good.
Yeah, it did feel pretty good. But, you know, first off, you really can't say enough about what Joe Musgrove did out there today. He went seven strong and kept us in the ballgame the whole time. And bullpen was really lights out, and we were able to get the win. So that feels pretty good.
I like that deflection, Tony. Very humble in that. But you now have as many major league home runs as you had in your 3 years at Vanderbilt. You had one your sophomore year. What happened?
You know what's funny is I was telling Lance that. I was like, you know, 795 at-bats and one home run at Vandy. So, yeah, I was joking with the guys. I'll probably have a steroid test tomorrow.
Well, you got a big series. You got a nice win today. You got a big series coming up against the Mariners. And, I mean, don't have to tell you, all, you know, six games left. Every single one of these are important to try and get into the postseason.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is that in the clubhouse everyone's positive, and we're not really worried about what other teams are doing, but we're just making sure we control what we can. And we did that today, and we just, you know, control the controllables and moving down the road. Hopefully we can keep putting wins together and things fall into place.
All right, Tony, congratulations on the home run and on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros picking up a win yesterday against the Angels, and you know, lose 3 out of 4 in that series. And certainly with the way things had gone against the Angels before this weekend, it looked like it might be an easier series for you to get wins than it wound up being. But now you get a little bit of momentum going into this big series with Seattle.
Yeah, it's a big win, you know, based on how the weekend went. You know, we didn't close games out, lost some really heart-wrenching games that were positioned to win in. But the reality is you got to play the whole game and finish your outs. So winning yesterday is, you know, was salvaging one game out of four. It does put us in a position to gain a little bit of momentum moving forward into the next series. We are sort of at a win at all cost mentality, and it feels like we've been that way, you know, for a few weeks now. So I like the mentality, the resilience of our team. I think we'll show up and continue to fight and win as many games as we can.
Joe Musgrove continues to grow in front of our eyes, and a really strong outing. Haven't always been getting deep outings from starters, but Musgrove giving you seven strong innings yesterday.
Yeah, it was huge. We have a couple guys down yesterday, a couple guys down today. So, you know, it's difficult with our bullpen, as many innings as they pitch. I think we lead baseball in bullpen innings this month. Musgrove stepping up and getting seven strong innings was great. I mean, not just the depth of the game that he got into, but actually the quality that was associated with it. So I enjoy watching this kid pitch. He competes his tail off and does everything right. He does give me everything that he's got while he's on the mound. Yesterday was exceptional with the way he mixed his pitches, the way he executed. He hit all over the strike zone with 70%+ strikes. Just an overall good outing when we needed it the most.
You know, a lot of times when Tony Kemp comes to the plate, I'm sure a lot of teams feel like, oh, it's not a big guy, not a whole lot of power, don't really have to worry about him too much. But hit his first big league home run yesterday, pulled one to right field, and probably good to see him do that from time to time just so teams don't think he's a guy who can't really hurt him.
Yeah, especially to the pull side, he's got a little pop. And, you know, Altuve was ecstatic now that Kemp's entered the 5-6 homer club. You know, there's a great brotherhood that goes on with the little fellas in the dugout. But Kemp is a good player. He puts up really good at-bats, and he's starting to earn more playing time, which I can appreciate. He's good off the bench as a pinch hitter, executing his at-bats. A little bit of pop in there. I hadn't seen that kind of pop out of him hitting the ball out of the ballpark. That was his first homer. But the quality at-bat is something that I'll look at when I put out the lineup or bring him off the bench.
Another guy who's been earning more playing time of late is Tyler White, and it can be a tough role for a young player to be in, that pinch hit role like he has been for much of the month, or be a DH role. But he's handled it very, very well after a bit of a rough patch before this recent hot stretch.
Yeah, he has. And a lot of our young guys, I think, you know, most of the time when you get called up as a young player in season, you're not sure what to expect, or you think you're going to get some playing time, you're a prospect, you're going to come up. And the reality is when you get called up to the big leagues and the team is competing, you have to earn your playing time. And I think some valuable lessons, Moran to Reed, to White, to Hernandez, to Kemp, these guys are cutting their teeth in the big leagues while we're trying to win a pennant or win a playoff berth. And the better you play, the more you play. And Whitey really took that to heart, has been working in the cage, being ready for any opportunity that he gets. A couple key pinch hits have got him in the lineup. He's gotten a hit when I've started him, and it's just going to continue to improve his playing time the better he plays.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Franklin Stubbs was originally signed by the Dodgers in the first round of the 82 draft and was expected to grow into a big-time power hitter. And he was traded to the Astros on April 1st, 1990. He waited until this day, September 26, to play his April Fool's joke on his old teammates. Mike Morgan walked three of the first four Astros batters in the dome, then Stubbs touched him for a three-run double. But Franklin wasn't finished yet. In the fifth inning, with Craig Biggio and Glenn Davis aboard, Stubbs launched a long home run into the mezzanine to give the Astros a 6-0 lead. That's all Jim DeShays needed, as he went the distance and won 10-1 on a four-hitter. In 1990, Franklin Stubbs had his best year, not as a Dodger, but as an Astro.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today is center fielder Jake Mariznick, who you guys just got done with a four-game series. Disappointing, I know, but, I mean, you guys can't look back. Right now, it's just win every single game right now. Is that the attitude in here? Is just like, nothing looking back on the beginning of this homestand. Let's go forward with Seattle.
You can't really dwell on the past. You know, what happened, and we got to come out and we got to win every game. I mean, that's bottom line. We got to come out and we got to focus on tonight, win tonight, and then, keep going.
How do you stay loose in moments like that? I mean, it's almost like the wild card game. It's win or go home right now, but how do you stay loose?
I don't think we have too much of a problem then. We got a good locker room in there and good dugout. We have fun in there, so we're gonna be staying loose, and we're gonna be giving everything we got out there.
Yeah, I know what gets me loose is when I hear your walk-up song. I mean, it gets me a little bit loose. I don't think anybody has another walk-up song like yours. Can you explain it? The music that feels like an IMAX theater at Minute Maid Park.
Jurassic Park is what you're getting at. I don't know. I've been wanting to change mine for a while, and I had no idea what to change it to. And kind of talking to George a little bit, and we came up on Jurassic Park. So,
and it seems like a lot of guys, when they get past the age of 9, they get over the dinosaurs, but you haven't, right?
No, I mean, little kid at heart, always.
Yeah. So when did you get fascinated with dinosaurs? Do you remember?
Just growing up, kind of a fan of them. Liked all the Jurassic Park movies, and I think the thing with a walk-up song is it puts you in a happy place.
How fast are they?
Well, we clocked the T-Rex at 32 miles an hour.
T-Rex?
Mm-hmm.
You said you've got a T-Rex?
Uh-huh. Say again. We have a T-Rex.
I like watching Jurassic Park, so.
That music is your happy place right there, right?
Oh, yeah, it locks me in.
Tell me about Joe Musgrove, who pitched yesterday. He looks like he's legit, man. It looks like the presence out there on the mound. He attacks guys. You guys feel pretty confident behind Joe?
Yeah, he's fun to play behind. I mean, he works fast. He's throwing that slider, and it looks disgusting. And he's buckling pretty good hitters with it. And that's a big thing when a guy works with tempo like that and gets after guys. It's awesome.
Tell me about the finals of your fantasy football league last year. How did that end up? Because you got into the finals with the team's catcher, and I think he's giving it to you a little bit as we speak. But you're a pretty good fantasy football player.
Yeah, I had a I had a pretty bad draft last year, and I made a lot of trades, lost a lot of friends. Me and Fires doesn't like talking to me anymore after some of the trades we made.
Yeah.
He said I got the better of him. So, no, I ended up getting there, and then had Odell get suspended for the championship game, and Amari Cooper played one snap. So, ended up losing last year, but things are looking good this year.
And guys on your team, you guys had another draft this year. How many teams are in the league?
12 teams, and I'm had a little bit better draft this year. I think I like my team a lot.
You guys play two games every week, so what's your record right now through the first 3 weeks, do you know?
3-3.
3-3, that's pretty mediocre. You might have to get a walk-up song for your team. You ever think about that?
I know, I'm going to need to play one every time so everybody knows who they're playing when they play me.
There you go. That's Jake Mariznick. Jake, good luck the rest of the way. It's always fun watching you, so thanks for the effort, and it's a pleasure to watch you.
Appreciate it, Spark. Thanks for having me on.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.